Okay, time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
This week we are joined by Aaron Bird, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And let's get right to the music, and we'll start with the Melbourne, Australia electronic duo Adego. Here is the song Fight. Tell us about Adego, Aaron.
Well, it's a duo, as you mentioned, based out of Australia. The producer goes by Paso Bionic, and the singer's name is Carolyn. And they're fairly new on the scene. I mean, they just came out with their one and only full-length last fall. And they're working on another album now, and really, really in high anticipation, because they obviously would be considered in the genre of what many people would call future soul. But it's very much rooted in 90s R&B, and I don't even remember how I stumbled upon them, but I'm really, really happy I did. They're fantastic.
Well, you say future soul. They have a very breathy, kind of ethereal sound.
Yeah, you could say as such. Very breathy, ethereal, spacious. But I would say with Adego, it's very much rooted in sort of like the early 90s R&B, a la En Vogue, Brandy, sort of in that same vein. I think it's pretty clear that they were highly influenced by some of those acts from the early 90s.
Well, let's get to another artist from Down Under. This is Jordan Raque. The song is Add the Bassline.
She told me add the bassline, yeah, and everything will be fine. Oh, yeah. She told me add the sound of the drums, drums, to set the mood and foundation. She told me add the bass line, and everything will be fine.
Now, you wouldn't necessarily know this from the sound, but Jordan Raque is Kiwi, right?
He's Kiwi, yeah. And can I just say, man, that sound is so damn good in the headphones right now. Yeah, he's Kiwi. So it's the last name is spelled R-A-K-E-I, but it's actually Maori, so it's pronounced Raque. And he's based in Brisbane and stumbled upon him somehow, I want to say on SoundCloud quite a time back. But, man, he is incredible. I mean, a real buttery voice, sort of the quintessential idea of blue eyes. So very, very talented guy.
That is a vocal. Baby, let it take over. Ridiculous flow. Ridiculous glow.
Okay, well, let's come to the United States and the American producer and beatboxer Taylor McFerrin. Here is The Antidote featuring Napalm. And we have heard about Napalm on the DJ Sessions before, but let's listen to this. Okay, so I have a strange image in my head of like Bjork in a rainforest.
Yeah, I think that's what Taylor was going for, man. Yeah, I like that. Taylor himself is the son of Bobby McFerrin. Many people know Bobby as well. And he really burst into the scene with a Broken Vibes EP that came out early 2008. The title track from that EP, Broken Vibes, it just went crazy. I mean, so many DJs were playing it all around the world.
Would you turn around and look at me?
Since then, he's sort of been placed in his box as a broken beat producer. But I think he's really taken upon himself with this full length to make sure that he expands people's ideas of his abilities.
And when you say broken beat, what does that mean?
Broken beat is a genre of music that came out of East London around 98, 99. Sort of the godfathers of this genre of music would be acts such as Damu, Bugs in the Attic, Mark DeClive Lowe. You know, it's one of those, it's difficult to describe, but it's a very, very distinct and unique sound. And those who are familiar with it will know it right away. And many of which I'm sure would also be quite familiar with Taylor McFerrin's Broken Vibes tune as well.
Well, let's stay in the U.S. here. This is the New Jersey group Blood Cultures. The song is Indian Summer. That, Aaron.
Yeah, it's nice, right? You'd be really, really hard pressed to find anything about this artist online. And believe me, I've searched and searched, but all I know is that he or they are from New Jersey. They have a grand total of 3 releases, all of which are singles. And they've only been out since October, but it's just a really nice, good pop sound that has a bit of depth, which I really, really like.
That's been the great thing about the DJ sessions is we'll play a song and then you'll go and you'll tweet about it and you'll tweet at the artist and it turns out that they only have 200 or 300 followers because very few people know who they are, but some DJ at KCRW has managed to find them. We've got time for one more here, Aaron. This is the Moscow group Pompeia. The song is Power.
Don't want the beat to see him. Don't stand beside. There's nothing you can be having but the power in your eyes. You wanna take the power. You will catch the hour while you dance in the fireworks.
Aaron, on the website, this group says that they're influenced by 70s disco, but you also hear kind of an 80s sound there.
No, absolutely. There's a little bit of a tinge of new wave and early to mid 80s groups. And, you know, while the song was playing, I just found myself over here in a chair just nodding my head and thinking of Mai Tais by the beach. You know, it's just a really nice, lush, fun, very polished pop sound. And it's just perfect to listen to when you're at a pool party or something.
Aaron Bird, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Aaron, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can see a full list of Aaron's picks at hereandnow.org. And while you're there, tell us about your favorite DJ, maybe from a local station wherever you live. That's at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with A World of Glass, claymation videos set to hypnotic music by artists Natalie Jurberg and Hans Berg, ICABoston.org.